This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Jet fans, I guess, can breathe easier, a little easier than they were late yesterday morning, as just about you guys were wrapping up your show late in yesterday's show as the Justin Fields news was coming down. Not as bad as we all feared initially. So dislocated toe on the right foot, suffered early in yesterday's training camp practice. Reportedly expected to be ready for the season opener. Apparently won't miss any significant time. He's considered day to day. But even so, in the immediate aftermath of practice, rookie head coach Aaron Glenn, I thought, already showing off a veteran coach cliche response about how it happened.
I really have to look at the tape. I know it's a quick throw. I'm assuming someone stepped on his toe. It had to be because of the nature of the call that we had as far as offensive play call. So, again, I want to look at the tape and be sure.
When in doubt, got to look at the tape, got to look at the film, got to review things. You know, sure. I don't want to give anything definitive. So he was prepared for that. In terms of next man up in the coming days, or if Fields did have to miss some time at some point, that's why Tyrod Taylor is still here.
We have an outstanding backup in Tyrod, who's been in this league for around 14 years. So the leadership that he brings, listen, we're all good.
They feel comfortable with where they're at. Over at Giants camp, Malik Nabers has a toe, apparently.
What?
As well. He's
you
got
have a toe.
Toe.
I have
He's
a toe.
Got a toe.
Phil has a toe.
He's got a toe.
He's got a toe injury, so it's more like a turf toe type of thing?
Something lingering. I don't know, from late last season, the off-season program, I do remember them talking about it a little bit during, you know, minicamp and OTAs.
Stop talking about the Giants.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that,
yeah,
right?
I guess not.
Yeah. Here's Brian Daboll indicating it's possible to have to manage this along the way.
We'll see as it goes. I think it's, you know, we'll go through practice, see how it feels. If we have to pull back, we'll pull back some. Looked pretty good yesterday.
And pretty
you were
early
at practice
on, obviously.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I saw him. I actually got to meet him. I've never said a word to Malik Nabers. Very nice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, I can't imagine going to training camp and being in the situation he's in and trying to protect himself to get ready for the season, all that. I mean, that's a tough spot.
Yeah, but you didn't notice anything on the field, did you?
No, well, you saw what he was doing. He was doing everything about half speed to three quarters.
Okay.
But
you don't think it's serious?
It
doesn't
I do
sound
not.
Like Brian Daboll thinks it's serious.
No, nobody I talked to, and all the people I did talk to, a lot of people on the sidelines, that expressed any concern that he would not be ready when the time comes for him to get out there and show everybody what he did here and to do it even better than last year.
Now, Nabers himself did indicate they'd at least discuss the possibility of some sort of surgery at some point, but
what?
Obviously hasn't come to fruition. I guess the question was asked, is this something that could require
Well, this is
surgery?
Something that just happened, or is this
no,
something
this
that
a
he
lingering,
brought?
Lingering.
It's lingering
thing.
From
yeah.
last year?
I don't know if it was the end of last season, but I remember them talking about it, Daboll and Nabers, during the spring. So
wow.
I don't know if it happened in the spring or if it was a carryover from the end of last season, but it's something he's managing.
Is this something like a Will Levis situation? That Will Levis situation.
We'll talk about that.
That's crazy what happened there.
Yes. Anyway, here's Nabers in his own words on the path ahead.
You know, I've been managing it well. Been running around, feeling pretty good. So, I mean, everything has been going good with the rehab, so my toe's feeling better. I'm just happy to be out there with my guys now.
Yeah, it's feeling okay. So
his
you know,
toe's feeling better. That's good.
Keep an eye on it as we move along. In terms of Brian Daboll's offense and the new starting quarterback running it, Here's Darius Slayton on life with Russell Wilson thus far.
Probably just some clarity. You know, he's been playing football for a long time, so he knows what's worked for him in his career. He knows what he likes, what he doesn't like. And that makes it really simple on all of us just be able to get on the same page as him.
I heard you guys discussing a little yesterday, already trying to figure out, you know, when we're going to get Jackson Dart in there. Can you just, like, let him ease himself in?
Well, of course. I mean, like, it's not something that I want to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do have a tough schedule on paper, as Phil knows. And they start at Washington, at Dallas.
The Chiefs are in there.
Kansas City, third game at home.
Yeah. Yes. Right. And you have Russell Wilson now in his, what, fourth system in 4 years, 5 years, or whatever it is?
Let's see. One, two. Probably his third, right?
Well, he was with Seattle, then went to Denver, then went to Pittsburgh, and now he's in Philadelphia, in New York. So my thing is, like, I've been through that. You haven't. But you've been through new coaches. You've had to learn new systems with new coaches.
Only one, Dan Reeves. Everybody else had the exact same system.
Right, okay. So he's gone through four different systems.
Yeah. By the way, in Denver, his first year in Denver was not with Sean Payton, if I recall.
No, no. It was with Hackett, Hackett.
Two systems, two different systems there.
Well, I mean, it's not easy. And then you got to get to learn your players and figure out how the coach is going to call plays and what the coach knows about you and what he thinks about you. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this.
I'll say this. Watching him practice, seeing how the players react to him, listen to everybody talking about it, it's all good. He's done a great job, knows the offense inside out. The players respect him. He's leading the, you know, I had a couple of players say, man, he's the leader. So it's really.
So are we going to see Dangerous?
What's that?
Russell Wilson. Dangerous.
Oh, gosh, I don't
know. He's Dangerous.
Hey,
he's Mr. Unlimited.
He looks good in practice.
How about Mr. Unlimited?
Is that what he said that too?
Yeah, he's Mr. Unlimited.
Man, see, I don't know all these things.
Where you been?
Well, I'm not. I don't listen to you like every day because you say the same damn
stuff. I don't talk about him
every day,
but I've been talking. We worked at CBS for all those years, and we played those highlights and those comments by him.
Yeah, Mr.
Unlimited. Remember,
Unlimited's
he complained about not
now.
Getting any MVP votes. Do you remember that?
Not really, but you know, because I don't listen to all that side crap that you listen to. You want to deal in rumors and what ifs and all that. I deal in facts.
That a boy.
There you go.
Okay. Speaking of facts,
all right, let's go to Steelers camp. Some folks making a big deal as they do this time of year because Aaron Rodgers' first pass, I believe intended for one DK Metcalf, was picked off. So here's a guy who once famously wore a T-shirt in Green Bay that read, "Relax."
There's going to be picks for sure. I'm going to try to fit certain things in. You know, you got to deal with some sweat on the ball from time to time. So it's going to be a good challenge for me throwing this heat every single day. I look forward to it. But I'm going to throw some picks. But I'm going to throw some touchdowns, too.
Is the heat different there in Steelers camp than it is in any other training
camp? Well, it's pretty hot down there. And it's in a valley there. Oh, yeah. So.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is one thing that drives me crazy. Ooh. Yeah, no, well, no big deal. Is that they keep stats of practice.
Yeah.
And if you don't throw any interceptions during training camp, you know what? Then you're not trying hard enough. You got to see where the boundaries are. And I just love, so-and-so was 5 of 5, and, you know, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so I admire what he just said. Yeah, throw some interceptions. Figure out where your guy is, how you react to him and how's your arm and all that stuff, whatever. So
didn't Jackson Dart throw an interception on his first pass?
First pass for touchdown. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, it sure.
Hey. Did you hear what he said about it, though? What did
he say?
It was the receiver's fault.
No. But yeah, you think rookie quarterback didn't see the defender. He said, no, I actually saw exactly where the defender was. I thought I could squeeze it in.
Yes.
So a little different speed of the game. But it wasn't like he had zero awareness of where the guys were on the field.
I was right behind that receiver.
Okay.
And so I saw it, and the defender came out of nowhere, it looked like, and picked it up.
I mean, that's just the NFL, man.
All right. Well, buckle good. Up. Hey, you learned from it. CeeLo just said that.
I know that.
I mean, I know you were perfect.
No, I wasn't. And I've said many times on this show and on everywhere else that I'm, when I talk about rookie quarterbacks, I was in way over my head, way over my skis. I had no idea what I was doing.
All right. Well,
that's why I almost got Chris Collinsworth killed. I sent a massage therapist to his house.
I know you did.
Right. And he turned her away. He goes, I'm too beat up. I can't have anybody touching me.
Oh my gosh.
It's very funny, actually.
By the way, those quarterback stat tracking things that they do now in practice.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that originated with the Jets and all the quarterback competitions. Like when I was on the Jet beat, that was a thing. And I'm talking, that's almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
And now it seems like it happens everywhere.
I don't remember that at all.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. You get in a quarterback battle and you do all that stats. Then you get, you know what you get from the quarterbacks? They're check down Charlies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing short. Okay. I'm one for one.
But isn't that
2 for 2?
But isn't that kind of like Russell Wilson's kind of way he plays now? Very careful. One thing I think that probably drove Brian Daboll crazy more than anything. Now, obviously, the injuries that Daniel Jones played a big part in some of the failures of their offense and the fact that he wasn't on the field. But when he was on the field, there were fumbles, there were interceptions. The turnover aspect of the Giants' offense over the last 3 or 4 years has just been downright horrible.
Yeah, there's a lot to that. The offensive line, of course, has been terrible. But the other thing is that there were many plays last year for big plays deep down the field that it just seemed like they never hit any of them. Either the ball was short, it was out of bounds, the drops. I mean, it was everything.
Well, I know the out of bounds deep ball down the sidelines drives you crazy.
Well,
you don't give your wide receiver a chance to make a play on it.
You know, and when you throw a deep pass down in the NFL to the sideline, those long ones where everybody's just run what they call go routes, the chances of that getting intercepted by the corner covering the guy is like 1% maybe, right? Because they're scared to death. They're trying to chase the guy. Where's the ball? Can't find it. That's when, they choke.
Especially when you're throwing it to somebody like Malik Nabers or Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, so these corners are in full panic mode, and they can't make the play. So, and throw it high, Boomer.
That's the Russell Wilson specialty.
That's
a Russell
Wilson specialty.
Okay, I know.
The moon ball.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Yes. Couple more football things for you. If I haven't given it away, we'll do a lot of that this morning.
Yes.
With these two gentlemen here.
Football Friday.
It is. That's right. And we had no baseball last night. Dak Prescott at Cowboys camp. He's certainly accomplished a lot in his career already. Now looking to add the playoff success to the resume. And the ultimate prize, of course, being a Lombardi Trophy.
I want that first and foremost now. And that is the urgency that I carry with just the love and the passion of this game is not only wanting to win for myself, but one win for this organization. It's been well damn long enough.
Sure has. Now at Falcons camp, first full season as the starter for Michael Penix Jr., and he was sure to let the media know he's already looking the way quite a bit of tight end Kyle Pitts.
See, we got KP the ball today. I'm going to be a lot of that.
I gotta tell you the story. Right. 2 years ago, I walk into our meeting on a Saturday morning or Sunday morning for the NFL Today. I look over to Phil Simms because he's my go-to guy when I need answers.
Yeah, facts.
And I said, hey, did you watch Michael Penix last night out there in Washington? Where the hell did this kid come from? And he had the 411. He had the digit. He knew everything about Michael Penix.
Is that why you came in here and you were like pumping him up?
Once he told me, go for it. Because that kid, he was great at Indiana.
Indiana, if you go back and look, he was beating, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. He was putting up incredible numbers against them. And then what happened?
He got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt a bunch.
But, boy, I when he played last year, I think he was 1-2 as a starter. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
But he played winning football in all of them. He should have won them all.
Well, it's amazing how accurate he is.
And he makes every throw. I said, wow, that looked easy. I said, it must have been a short pass. And you look at it, it was 25 yards down the field.
But I love it. He's left-handed, and I was hoping he was going to go in the top 10. I didn't think it was going to be Atlanta because of what they did with Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And, you know, I'm assuming that they're going to end up. Do you think they're going to trade Kirk or no?
I would think not. You want to protect your football team. You need a good backup.
Oof.
So, somebody gets hurt, the deal comes, who knows what. So, that'll be interesting to see. I want to go back real quick to Dak Prescott. He's had a lot of good regular seasons. But when you look at their playoff losses, and, you know, I don't do it this way, but it was evident. He just didn't play well in almost all those playoff games. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, every one. There were plays to be made. He didn't read it right. And then he just made some really bad decisions and threw interceptions, like the Green Bay game. I mean, the game was over in the first quarter because of those interceptions.
You think Brian Schottenheim is the right head coach for them?
Man, I'm excited for him. He's a, you know, he's the guy, you never hear about him. He just does his work. He doesn't try to get publicity for himself. He's never really been in this head coaching carousel, whatever, because that's who he is. He's Marty Schottenheimer's son, and he's a lot like his father, which is a pretty damn good thing. The Cowboys, if it's in them, they will be tougher this year because of him.
That's good to hear.
Okay, so it won't be Dak throw the ball every single play, and it's all about his stats, but we can't run it for 2 yards when we need to. They're going to run the ball this year with him as a coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.